This is Omio Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omio Radio News Update at 11. I'm Sewa Gba. Good morning. The United States Embassy has expressed confidence in the integrity of the October 10 elections, saying no accredited Liberian, regional or international observation group suggested that the increasing irregularities observed reflects systemic issues sufficient to undermine the integrity of the electoral process. The U.S. Embassy's statement issued Wednesday is in reference to the ongoing allegation of fraud and irregularities which the Liberty Party is contesting with the NEC. The statement adds the U.S. government underscores the importance of a peaceful transfer of power to a new democratically elected president as reflected in the Liberian Constitution. The statement, however, expressed appreciation that parties are availing themselves of the legal right to dispute resolution, but notes that with rights come with responsibilities. Meanwhile, the Liberian Senate has said it has closely been following the situation surrounding the October 10 elections. The Senate also stated that they on Tuesday debated the matter during consultations at a special retreat held at the Farmington Hotel in Magibi County. A statement from the Senate Press Bureau says the retreat was aimed at strengthening democracy and its relevant Liberian institutions and consolidating peace in the country. The Senate's statement admonished all aggrieved parties not to do anything that may have the propensity to disrupt the peace, security, and stability of the country. Liberia is today joining the rest of the world to observe International Day of Tolerance. The United Nations International Day for Tolerance is annually observed on November 16 to educate people about the need for tolerance in society and to help them understand the negative effects of intolerance. The International Day for Tolerance is a time for people to learn about respecting and recognizing the rights and beliefs of others. It is also a time of reflection and debate on the negative effects of intolerance. Live discussions and debates take place across the world on this day, focusing on how various forms of injustice, oppression, racism, and unfair discrimination have a negative impact on society. Many educators use the theme of this day to help students in classrooms or in lecture theaters understand issues centered on tolerance, human rights, and nonviolence. The news is coming to you from Omio Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Zimbabweans are waiting to see what steps the military will take after seizing control of the country. President Robert Mugabe is said to be under house arrest, but the whereabouts of his wife Grace, who was bidding to succeed him as president, are unknown. South African ministers have been in the capital Harare, meeting the army and political parties. The Southern African Development Community Regional Bloc will hold emergency talks on today, Thursday. President Mugabe, 93, has been in control of Zimbabwe since it gained independence from Britain in 1980. But the power struggle over who might succeed him between Mrs. Mugabe and her rival former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa has split the ruling ZANU-PF party in recent months. And Cambodia's Supreme Court is considering whether to dissolve the country's main opposition party in a case brought by the governing party of leader Hun Sen. The opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party is accused of plotting to topple the government, charges it, denies, and describes as politically motivated. The judge hearing the case is a member of the ruling party and is expected to rule in the government's favor. Rights groups have criticized the case, which comes ahead of elections in 2018. The Cambodia National Rescue Party has been seen as a contender to the governing Cambodia People's Party. Earlier this year, it made further gains in local elections that were seen as a bellwether for the next national polls in July 2018. That's the Omio Radio News Update at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations in Liberia. For more news and information on Omio, you can log on to www.omio.unmissions.org, facebook.com/omio2003, or twitter/omionews. I'm Sewa Gba. Good morning.